Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Thursday, May 9th.
Civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs and other ways in which they go after population centers. They go into Rafah. I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah.
That was President Joe Biden speaking exclusively with CNN's Aaron Burnett. It's the first time Biden said he would halt some shipments of American bombs that have been used to kill civilians during Israel's war with Hamas in Gaza. He told Burnett he would halt some weapon shipments to Israel if it decided to attack populated areas.
We're not walking away from Israel's security. We're walking away from Israel's ability to wage war in those areas.
So it's not over your red line yet?
Not yet.
Biden has come under pressure, including from members of his own party, to limit the arms shipments amid a humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Today, a UNICEF official told CNN that Rafah is, quote, hanging on the edge of a precipice, with 600,000 children still in the southern Gaza city, living in, quote, shocking conditions.
Declaring the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant.
That was Marjorie Taylor Greene on the House floor yesterday, as the Congresswoman moved to try and remove Mike Johnson from his role as Speaker, which was quickly and loudly rejected by most members from both parties. See, Greene and other hardline conservatives had been threatening to oust Johnson for passing a major foreign aid package that led Democrats to help protect his speakership. CNN's Melanie Zanona has more.
Even though this was easily defeated, Republicans were furious with Greene for following through with this move, especially since Donald Trump had personally called her, I'm told, and urged her to back down. And now some Republicans are calling for consequences for Greene. Now, Johnson himself has not advocated for any repercussions for his colleagues that voted against him, but he has said that they need to change their House rules next year in order to ensure that the chamber can function properly.
Former adult film star Stormy Daniels is expected back on the stand today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Her testimony earlier this week was, at times, explicit, with details about an alleged sexual encounter with Trump nearly two decades ago that kicked off a chain of events leading to the first criminal trial of a former president. The defense team is set to question her today. The trial was on a break yesterday, but the former president's lawyers were still pretty busy. People familiar with the matter say the defense has asked a New York appeals court to rule on their challenge to the gag order that limits what Trump can say about witnesses in the trial. Officials in the central and southern U.S. are assessing damage from reported tornadoes and powerful storms that killed at least two people yesterday. Tennessee was hit especially hard, with at least four tornadoes reported and flash flooding causing blocked roads and prompting water rescues north of Nashville. Today, people from East Texas to South Carolina are bracing themselves for a severe weather threat that could bring large hail, damaging winds, and flooding. A presidential candidate says a worm ate part of his brain, but he's fine now. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has said a series of past health issues included a worm that entered his brain and then died. The New York Times reports Kennedy made the revelation during a 2012 deposition concerning a divorce from his second wife. He said a doctor who reviewed a scan of his brain told him his health issues could have been caused by a, quote, worm that got into my brain and ate a portion of it and then died. In a statement to CNN, a spokesperson for Kennedy's campaign said that he, quote, traveled extensively in Africa, South America, and Asia as part of his work as an environmental advocate, and contracted a parasite in one of those trips, adding that the issue was resolved more than 10 years ago, and that he's, quote, in robust physical and mental health. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.